Hello all, this is Orin from the Blanco Tech mailing list and some other mailing lists. You might know me from the Blind Gamers list as well. Today, if you guys know what MUDs are, MUDs are an online version of an interactive fiction game. If you don't know what interactive fiction games are, they're text adventures with a plot line. MUDs have no plot line. They are designed via the players and the staff as well. They're also real time too, so things happen while you're offline and things like that. So what I'm going to be reviewing today is an accessible MUD client. Well, it was made accessible by Sean Randall. I don't know, and we do give credit to him for doing this through audio libraries and things like that nature. And that website to get the necessary files is RenderedLaptop.com/mudding, MUDDING. Or you can go to the RenderedLaptop.com website and go to the mudding section right from that page, which is convenient, sort of, in case you don't know his link scheme. And also please note that this is my first review, and I may make mistakes, and I'm not that professional, so please keep that in mind. Another thing is that I bought a USB microphone, which is sort of bad because I can't do stereo mix / what you hear or that variant anymore because it doesn't work and things. And I have to turn down my... I had to turn down my speaker a little bit. And you're going to hear my jaws faintly, and I will just tell you. Due to recording a last mistake on this review, I started over. I'm already sort of partially... I'm partially on the... MUD client setup page. So we'll go back there and I will start over from scratch. And I'll go back up. And it says there are 3 files that you have to download in order to receive speech and sounds from MonkeyTerm, and the MonkeyTerm client itself is there as well. So the first item is the MonkeyTerm client. And if you don't really understand this review, you can go to this page and look. Sean is much more better than me at this stuff. So again, it tells you what the file is. The link is the MonkeyTerm. You go down, it tells you what the link is. Second file is the MonkeyTerm library, and this is used for getting speech output and receiving sounds for MUDs, like clashing swords and things of that nature. And there are MUDs that he has set up for sound packs. And I will most likely review one. But I think this part is going to be concerned with the basically just the setup, looking at the MonkeyTerm website, and then delving deeper as we sort of go. This will probably be in like a 4 or 5 part series. And the MonkeyTerm dialogue patch for JAWS, this file basically, and again it'll tell you, if you don't know how to class a window with basically, when you boot JAWS to PC to review stuff in monkey term, everything was like everything that was being outputted was dialogue. That it always had dialogue after it. So Sean created this little program that fixes that whole thing. It'll just say the text and that's that. And it'll annoy you with that dialogue message thing all the time after each thing. And that's just something. That's a really small file. It's not that bad. All these files are small. And it tells you how, you know, you can do it yourself. Although it didn't work for me, so I just downloaded the file. How everything fits together. Another heading. And he it tells you how the client works. And it says, you know, basically your MUDs are stored in an XML file, which contains your triggers and things like that for sounds and things like that of that nature. So we will go down. And it tells you that, you know, your triggers are there, your aliases are there. And your key presses are in there as well. Such as Sean made a sound pack for God Wars, and he made Control Shift J to shut off JAWS and things like that. I think that's what key presses he means. But I haven't looked extensively at the XML. I've just opened MUDs and played them. I haven't really been into the actual XML itself. So, that's that. I mean, it's kind of, it'll be self-explanatory once this is all fed, sort of, in a self-simplistic way. Also, there's scripts in the XML as well. Like, he's telling you every single thing that's in the XML. Second is the Monkey Term library, which is a script in MLS, which is Monkey Term script. And yes, there is a scripting language if you know how to program, or if you have the talent to program, you could learn Monkey Term script. I haven't really messed with it. Like I said, I sort of just play. And that's that. And the third component is the MUD, any MUD, whether it be, you know, one that you want to play or the ones that he has here. I mean, I'll do it another part. I think I'm just explaining stuff to you that we're going to be doing other parts because it's really sort of complex to I'll have to show you how to extract sounds and things like that, so and extract the whole mudding thing. I'm just telling you what MUDs are. Basically, this is an introduction type part, so. And he's telling you about the sound effects and how that works, and that again we'll go over that, we'll review that. And you know, it says conclusion. You know, basically it's done, and you get to move on to sound packs and actual mudding now. And here's a thing that's a little more advanced. Again, we will go over this. It says instructions for making any MUD speak, which is any MUD on the internet, not just the ones he has. It tells you to get an import that XML file, open the MUD, and import the XML. That's basically what that is, in brief. And it says everything here. Again, I will go over it, but you might just want to go here and just figure it out instead, because me reviewing it isn't really good. I think this will help you more, actually. No, it's for this setup. Yeah, this is just his old setup. And basically, the next item in this list is Mod Sound Packs. And we'll press on it, and it's loading. And this is everything to do with sound packs and modding itself. And it's telling you how to extract the sounds, where to extract the sounds, in the MonkeyTone directory, under sounds, / the mod name. And basically, every time when he updates a mod with new sounds, he releases patches so that, and each time, I mean, that the latest sound pack contains the latest sounds anyway, but the patch will contain, like, it's almost like an upgrade. So that's what that is. Now this is the heading is mods. These are the pre-made mods that Sean has up here. God of War 2. Now this isn't the first update. It does say it's the first update, but he just didn't get around to updating it because there's like a few updates. And basically, he's telling you how to set up a God Wars 2 sound pack. And what God Wars 2 is, it's actually like a gladiator type duo mod type thing. Now it's like, you know, it's like a medieval mod. And it's a great mod to start on because it's based on player skill. And if anybody has played mods before, you'll know that any other mod, basically, you know, you just type kill, enemy name, or monster, or whatever, and the fight sort of scrolls by, and you just sit back and relax and just watch it pass. Not in this mod, because you have to, it's fast, it's furious, you have to always be on your guard, or else, you know, you're gonna get toasted. I mean, it's as simple as that. And if you really want to review on actual mods, you go to my live journal, and I will give you the link after the last part of the series, because I'll give you every like single link after that because it's easier. So it's probably only gonna be two. We'll go down. And he's just still got worse. If you guys have played Alter Eon, Sean did make a sound pack for this game. It's very popular among blind users, just because they have a login for blind users. It's not really a great mod to set on, though, as it doesn't give you any challenge. It's, like I said, it's just a kill mob name type deal. And mobs are AI-controlled characters, artificial intelligent-controlled characters. So, I have to clear my throat. We'll go down. And it says that, you know, Sean's saying that Alter Eon's the first mod he's ever played, and Sean hasn't updated this since he first updated it, because again, you know, this mod is like a mod, oh, you know, I'll come back because I'm bored, and then you just leave because there's nothing great about it. You know, God Wars, you know, he did a few updates to God Wars, a few, like, two patches, And that's that. I mean, you know, Ultraviolet, he didn't do anything with. The next mod is Galactic Conquest. This game is a fairly advanced mod. It's a sci-fi mod for anybody who really doesn't know. It's like a spaceship shoot 'em up game. And yeah, I did say shoot 'em up game. I think. And basically, it's saying like he only did this a few weeks ago, so he's saying that it's in your pack and you know maybe buggy and stuff. So what you want to do is extract it to you know your under sounds and then / Galactic Conquest, like you know, all the sounds, and then you know open up, download the XML that he has there with all the triggers and things in it, open it up, and play the mod. That's basically how it works, and that's what we'll be going over in the next part. And I'm going to close my web browser now, and this is going to be the wrap up. Basically, thanks for listening to part one of Muds and Monkey Term by Orin. I might do this series, you know, whenever I feel like it, and just send it in. And for any questions, you can email me at orin.angi@gmail.com. That's orin.angi@gmail.com. Again, this is my first review, so please bear in mind me, I'm not professional, and I need practice, so I will see you guys in the next part.